Hey, this is Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY. This week, I talked with Dr. Arnold Nagley about the 40th anniversary of Valley Vet Supply. Dr. Arnold Nagley and Dr. Ray Schultz saw an opportunity to serve livestock producers in a broader marketplace.
I guess I would say we saw an opportunity to serve livestock producers in a broader marketplace than just our local practice area in Marshall County. And we had the products for livestock production, veterinary-related vaccines and parasite control products, et cetera, and an understanding because of veterinary training on how they can be used most effectively and help those producers become more and more profitable. And so with that view in mind, to expand what we were doing into a broader market, we put out a black and white newsprint catalog in 1985, and with I think it was a 48-page catalog with six or eight animal health products on each page with the descriptions. We did all our own photography, and the advocates printed it for us, and we put that together and sent out 10,000 copies, and that kind of launched Valley Vet Supply.
They named Valley Vet after their clinic that was started in 1973.
Well, our clinic, our practice in Marysville began in July of 1973, and it was called Valley Veterinary Clinic. And so Valley Vet Supply seemed to be a pretty logical takeoff of that original name.
Valley Vet's mission hasn't changed a whole lot since the beginning.
The mission isn't a whole lot different. It has expanded beyond just farm livestock producers, which would probably be primarily beef, dairy, and swine. And it's expanded to encompass pet supplies and, you know, anything you would need in the veterinary health line, like parasite control products and vaccines and shampoos and the whole gamut, and then a lot of equine products that would include lots of tack and grooming supplies and electric clippers and strap goods, halters, winter blankets, that sort of thing for tack, the typical animal health things for horses like vaccines and wormers, and a broad array of supplements. Probably 50-some brands of supplements are carried with a number of items within each of those brands. Pretty much an A to Z thing for care of those three divisions: farm, ranch, equine, and pet. And those ended up being three divisions that we separated off so that we looked more specialized for the horse owner. It looked like we were a company that provided horse products because they got a unique catalog just for equine products.
Customer loyalty has always been a key to Valley Vet's success.
Well, customer loyalty is always something you hope for and strive for, and try to acquire that by giving really good customer service and keeping good prices and keeping the right selection of products so that you're up to date on the trends, particularly in the equine show world. And so, yes, those repeat customers are quite important, and there's continually attrition, as you can guess, and so it's important to acquire new customers virtually every month of the year, year after year. And so it's an evolving customer base, but the core of those would be your so-called loyal customers.
Dr. Nagley wants Valley Vet to stand for what it always stands for in the next 40 years.
We want it to stand for the same things we've always held in high regard, and that is integrity, good products, competitive prices, and customer service that's excelled by no other company. We're known in our industry as the company for good customer service, to find the answers, be willing to seek out information, return a call to the customer, expedient returns, and all the things that you like to experience when you're a customer. We do same-day shipments. If your order comes in by 3 p.m., the order goes out that same day. We keep a very high level of inventory so that about 99% of our orders are filled, and the ones that aren't usually are back orders from the manufacturer that we have no control over. And but at any rate, focus on the customer and the good products that are in vogue at the time and good pricing.
I would like to thank Dr. Arnold Nagley for being my guest on this weekend's Public Affairs. If you would like to listen again, you can always go to kndyradio.com. Thank you for listening. This has been Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY.